Time for this week's Capital Report, sponsored by the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, Truscott Rossman, and the Michigan Health and Hospital Association. Up in Lansing, lawmakers on both sides of the aisle are trying to figure out what our future is going to look like economically, how we smartly exercise these corporate incentives to get new jobs here, while not ignoring the businesses that have always been here and also want to expand. And there's been a lot of bipartisan back and forth. Two Republicans who are interested in finding something they can support penned a letter yesterday really calling on the Whitmer administration and Democrats to do a better job at focusing what they want to do. And they're willing to support this, but they need some changes made. Let's find out what can help them get to a yes. Representative David Martin represents the 68th House District, and he joins us live this morning on J.R. Morton. Rep. Martin, good morning.
Good morning to you. Thank you.
I appreciate the willingness to negotiate here, because so often we just weaponize these issues, and this is too important to do that. In regards, let's just start with the SOAR fund. In regards to future funding for the SOAR fund, why is what's been proposed not good enough?
Well, there's obviously, I could point to many things, and a lot of those are in the weeds. But the big items are we have spent billions and have gotten very little back. We've gotten promises, and then they've gotten smaller projects. So we need some teeth in it. We need some real economic development, and not just incentive money.
Well, and wasn't it, I mean, the money, in this case, I think $2 billion has already gone out for these things before the jobs were created. I thought, and I remember when this was announced, and Republicans were involved in the announcement as well, some friends of mine who said, yeah, no, we're not going to give them the money until we see the jobs. That didn't happen, did it?
That's correct. That's for the most part. That's correct. We instituted a oversight, part of this package. That's the whole purpose of SOAR was an oversight. Under the last majority of Republicans in the House, it got changed slightly this last term under the Democrat majority. But there's things that this new proposal just doesn't make sense. To set aside $600 million every year for 10 years. That means that all these new first time will ever have a four-term representative in decades with the new term limits. I hope to be there for next 8 years. I will never get to vote on that oversight and what we want, whether it's a pandemic, whether it's a recession. There's going to be $600 million locked into this, which could be used for anything because it's going to just be handed over to the executive branch every single year for 10 years. 10-year plan is great, but to lock in that kind of money without the voice of the people with the oversight and maybe the chair of the appropriations having the biggest control of it just isn't right for the type of budgeting we need to do for Michigan.
Representative, you suggest that at least 60% of economic development funding should go to job providers with roots in Michigan. How can this requirement be implemented effectively without you discouraging new businesses from coming to the state?
Well, that's just a very small part of having economic development. So now we're just talking the incentive part. But the encouragement comes in. We need a real tax plan in this state. What they're proposing tax raises. They got to fund all kinds of new things. They're raiding the teachers' pension health care fund to pay for some of these wish list stuff, which is just wrong. We need to pay down debt. But what we need to encourage people is to have a healthy income tax base. Most of the prosperous states have income tax rates at less than 4%. We could do that for our income tax, like it was promised back under when it was raised to solve the recession problem. We could also do the same thing for the corporate rate to make it a healthy climate for people to want to come back here and live and work and hopefully retire here in Michigan.
Representative, this was described as a list of demands in this letter to the governor. Would you see it like that? Do you see a discussion here where you could get to the point you need to get to?
Yes. So I'm hearing rumblings on the other side of the aisle. They're not happy with this plan either. There needs to be something that I'm not saying that, that it's going to get there. Bottom line is this governor is going to have to sign the budget. No other governor is signing it. Nobody else can sign this budget. It has to be this governor. What's the best deal the state of Michigan, the 10 million people in the state of Michigan can get for a prosperous state without incurring more debt. If we pay off our debt, we pay off the teachers' pension plan, we pay off the road funding that for to fix the roads. If we pay off the debt, we'll have billions of dollars available to us. So to just put these incentive plans in here and earmark money without knowing what the recession is going to be like, anything else like that in the future, that's the type of stuff that we got to make sure we're smart on doing.
Let's provide a little background to what you said there. One of the things they're proposing is shifting $670 million in what they say is excess funding in the pension fund to K through 12 education. It's a way of getting the foundation grants bigger and helping K through 12 by using excess funds. Why is that a bad thing? And let's be clear here, it's the teachers union isn't squawking about it, and it's their pension fund.
Oh, they're squawking about it now. So it's what the money
Not according to the MEA press release I got, I guess.
Then they changed their tune because I'm hearing different things. So if you pay down your credit card debt, and then you use that money to go buy something brand new instead of paying off the rest of the debt, you don't do that for your household. The school districts have been paying extra money into this fund to get it where it's at now. Well, let's continue. I'm not wanting them to pay more money into it. I want to get them down to not having to pay that excess money into it, keep it healthy, pay it off, and then there'll be more money available. But this is to pay for things that have never been in the Michigan budget before. Pre-K, a free pre-K for everybody. The school lunch program that started out being paid by some COVID funds and so forth, ARPA money, that's gone away. So now how do you fund that free lunches for everybody, even if they can afford a lunch? How do we pay for that that was never in the budget before? And so you have to start rating these different places that are healthy, but we want to make sure they stay healthy.
How do you address, Representative, the potential criticisms that your proposed changes might slow down the approval process for economic development projects?
And just 1 minute left, sir.
That's the least of the problems. If you have smart stuff being done, if you have a healthy climate, a fertile ground for people who want to do business here, the incentive programs and the amount of time it takes for incentive programs would be one of our least problems. That goes to regulatory reform also. Mm-hmm. We can get this done better if we actually look at our regulatory processes and get those cleaned up and make it simpler for businesses so they know what they're getting into when they walk into Michigan.
So you say more discussion is needed here?
Oh, always. Sure. Yeah. Always.
Yeah. Well, and that's the way we can view this. Some are calling it demands. I would call it a counteroffer.
Absolutely.
And that's that.
Yes.
You know,
good,
and that's really,
keyword, yep.
Yeah, that's how you get to consensus. We applaud both you, David Martin, and your colleague, John Roth, for trying to keep moving this conversation forward. We hope it leads to a consensus. It is too important not to get done.
Yeah, it just needs to be a healthy balance.
Very good. That's Capital Report. Thanks for joining us. When we come back, do you know the difference between heat warnings and heat advisories? That's next on JR Morning.